Hey, one of the greatest things about worship, it's the connection. It's the embrace. It's that felt presence of the living God. It's when we simply ascribe greatness and power and glory and might. It's when we literally lift our arms and, it's like just wrapping them around God. Worship is like bringing all of our gratitude, bringing all of our acknowledgement. Listen, we know the psalm that tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people. There's a time of manifest connection. Listen, let worship be interactive. Let worship be a living relationship, a connection where we are in fellowship with God. When we bring praise and glory and ascribe might and power. Listen, this is the incredible thing that you and I can do on a daily basis. Sometimes the Word of God, we can say, just be still and know that I am God. Just get in the presence of God. Acknowledge, as a believer, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Before the throne of grace, inseparable, unbroken, and immediate. Listen, this presence of God, when you stand before the Lord or kneel or bow down, you just simply acknowledge the living presence of Christ. Just wait. Don't even speak at first. Just wait. Just acknowledge. You are a temple of the Spirit of God. God is dwelling in you. God is dwelling on you. God is with you and beyond you. So listen, my friends. As we talk about change, God brings change in the midst of worship. He reminds us that he is God. He reminds us that he is there. He reminds us that just the mere taste of God is beyond anything that we have ever experienced. He reminds us in that moment that we are with him and before him. That he's the one that went to the cross and died and shed his blood that we might come to know him. Listen, I want to say right now that if you and I are going to have a quiet time, if you and I are going to have a morning watch and an evening watch with God, that it involves worship. It involves a time where we acknowledge God. It's all about God. Studying the Word in the midst of worship, interaction with God, prayer in the presence and power of God. But worship? Oh, listen, you can go to the Psalms and you can find place after place after place where we're called into worship. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down, we read in the Psalms. You can go to the book of Revelation, chapter 4. You can watch as the elders, as they literally cast their crowns down and worship and ascribe greatness and power and might. Listen, can you think of some things today that you would say to God, that you would acknowledge about God? You know what happens in the midst of our singing songs like Amazing Grace? There's power in the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. How great thou art. When you begin to bring praise songs and worship songs and you begin to unleash in worship to God, not only does God fill that worship and bring connection, relationship, fellowship, but let me tell you something else. All the words you echo, you're hearing them. It's as though you are preaching back to yourself the faithfulness of God, the attributes of God, the very nature of God, and the works of God. This is what worship is all about. It is about connection. It's not about reminding God about himself. There's nothing that he forgets. It's not about reminding God about you. There's nothing he has forgotten. It's all about us being reminded, us being renewed, us being strengthened. Oh, great strength. Great strength can come in the midst of worship. Listen, you can go to the Old Testament. You can see where Israel went out with worshipers and praising God. When they couldn't fight a battle with military strength, and they just went worshiping God. You can look at David when he came and played psalms and worship music before the Lord's presence and the driving away the evil, spirit that was on Saul. You can look at the incredible work of God in the midst of worship. Oh, there's spiritual warfare for sure. There's revival there for sure. There's potential for so many things. You can go to the book of Acts. You can see where Paul and Silas and others, they're in prison. They have nothing else they can do but to pray and to sing songs of worship, to praise God. And as they're praising God and worshiping God, there you go. A powerful, God-caused supernatural earthquake, breaking open jail cells. I mean, just like it's a message of redemption that the doors to God are open, the doors to freedom from prisoners is opened. Of course, it resulted in the salvation of the jailer and his family and their deliverance. Listen, just the mere presence of God. Sometimes that's what I do. I just get in the presence of God. Sometimes it's where I stand, and I just stand in the presence of God. Sometimes I will stand there and raise my arms to God and acknowledge His presence, and I'll just say things to God. Sometimes I will sing songs to God. Other times I will put on praise music and sing with the music, just as if I was with 1,000 other believers. I know one thing. There is the immediacy of the living, personal presence of God. You know, in the midst of worship and the midst of us unleashing, I mean, really, this is where there is a strengthening, a building of your faith, a renewal of your life, even as you're singing the hymns and the content of the lyrics. The content of the lyrics. Again, we worship by the Spirit of God. That's what God sought. We read about that in John's Gospel, chapter 4, that Jesus said that God does seek worshipers who would worship in spirit and in truth. We read in Hebrews about the sacrifice of praise. We read all through the Psalms about the call to worship and the call to give praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. You can go to Psalm 103 today. You can begin to read Psalm 103 and begin to see all that God has to say. I'm telling you what, when you begin to remember, when you begin to realize all that God has done in His presence, when you begin to acknowledge what He has done, what He can do, what He's done in others' lives, what He's done in history, listen, worship is a sermon back into your spirit, back into your soul. It's when the Spirit of God can remind you of the Word of God. It's when you sense that God is hugging you and embracing you and loving you. Listen, in the worst times of life, go worship. Just get before God and worship and praise God and raise your arms and cry all you want and let all of your pain come up into that, you know, experience of worship, giving it to Him, but praising Him and giving the sacrifice of praise. And watch. Watch what God does. Watch what God does. We've seen in the Scripture great supernatural things that can occur while worship, whether it's one or 1,000. Listen, it's time. Just step back from all the things. Worship. God, we love You. God, we praise You. Hallelujah to mighty God. Hallelujah to the living God. We bless You, Lord. We praise You, God. Thank You for salvation. Thank You for healing. Thank You for deliverance. Thank You, God. We shall be still and know that You are God. We shall come and worship and bow down. Hallelujah. Listen, dear friend, dear brother or sister in Christ, you know, just take this moment to worship. Take this moment to just embrace God. Yes, it's a time sometimes when God can deal with the things, the pain, the sin, the failure, the issues. But that's where He's reaching in to pull them out and to deal with them. Jesus can handle all of them. It's the blood of Jesus that brings the cleansing. It's the Spirit of Christ that brings the renewing. Oh, there's mighty things. Mighty things in the midst of worship. Mighty things. And you and I can take the time simply to exalt God in every way. Listen. Dedicate daily. It honors the Lord. He loves for you to come. Talk, worship, bless Him. Cry in His presence. Let Him embrace you. Let Him embrace you. Father, we love You. Living Christ, we embrace You.